It's Julie Home of the Hottest Hits. It's Dan and Katie here, and we love this man, Mr. Danny Clayton, former Channel V presenter on radio nowadays, and a man who's in bed. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Oh, you woke me up. What are you guys doing? Jeez.
You were out last night till 3 a.m. Doing a gig with Peking Duck. Tell us about that.
Look, when you're DJing with professionals, It doesn't really leave you much room. It just means that nothing you can do is good and everything you do is bad. And that's what I did last night. I was bad.
You were bad?
Real bad. Yeah, so bad it was good.
How can you tell if you're bad, though?
When everyone just stops dancing and then they start looking and then they start talking to each other, that's when you know you've done bad. I think I lost everyone when I played Carly Rae Jepsen.
That might have done it.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah.
You could always get them back with the Nut Bush. or the YMCA. They're guaranteed.
What type of clubs are you going to?
The RSL.
I haven't been for many years.
Panic at the Bistro. You just got back from one of the surreal magic Burning Man festivals. This is ridiculous at Black Rock. In Nevada, is that where it was?
It is. It is. It's in the middle of a desert. And, I've only just returned back to Australia. And, I wanted to tell you, Dan. I wanted to tell you the things I saw. I wanted to tell you the things I experienced. And a lot of them... it's very difficult to talk about on the radio. Nudity, for one, is just so commonplace. You jump on your bike and you are surrounded by naked people. One of my favorite days, I was literally just riding along on my push bike and there was like 400 naked people surrounding a mechanical bull. Naturally, I really wanted to ride the mechanical bull.
Of course.
I had to take off all my clothes and do that.
Wow.
Absolutely glorious.
How long does the actual festival go for?
7 days of lunacy and partying and drinking. And it's just probably too much for Danny. Because by the end of the week, I wanted to die.
To party that hard for 7 days in this weird, unique, surreal, transient world, it's like a utopia. There's just no rules, is there?
There are no rules, but there's always, like, whatever you want, there's always an answer. So when I was feeling quite bad at the end of the week, jump on your push bike and you ride for 15 minutes and you... you end up finding yourself like an area where they make like protein shakes. They give out vitamins and massages. One day when I was feeling particularly dirty, I went to a place called the Human Car Wash.
And it's where you?
You take off all of your clothes, like all of your clothes, and you walk through what looks like a car wash, and there's people that will spray down with water, then cover you with suds, soap you down, rinse you off, and dry you off.
Did you come back a changed man as well? Because some say the experience just can't be described and you just come back just different.
I'm not going to be one of those total jerks that's like, yeah, man, it's like, you changed me. I'm like totally spiritual now.
Call me Running Man from now on. Running water.
Funnily enough, the name that stuck for me was, instead of Danny, everyone started calling me Daddy. So it's not a name that I want people to really call me.
Who's your daddy?
It's a bit creepy. But I will say that, like, I can understand why people see it as a really spiritual experience. Because when you're there, everyone just looks after one another. It's so weird.
Okay.
If you want something, people give it to you. And it's just so odd that for this one time in the year, everyone around you is just lovely.
Beautiful.
Danny, thanks for enlightening us.
I'd prefer it if you called me by my Burning Man name.
Daddy.
Thanks,
Daddy. You're welcome, children. You are welcome.
Well, Daddy, it's been a surreal experience. We can't wait for Burning Man next year. See you in the Black Rock Desert.
Yeah, catch you guys there.
This week's album of the week is